Details about alleged interference in an ethics probe by Governor Andrew Cuomo's aides are leaking out daily, and most newspapers have run critical editorials. But it remains to be seen how deeply the controversy will affect the race for governor, where Cuomo is still the frontrunner by a wide margin. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
There's been a steady drip of bad news for the governor and his administration since the New York Times ran an in-depth story about potential interference by top Cuomo aides in a corruption commission investigation. It's been reported that Governor Cuomo has hired a criminal defense attorney for his office and is paying for it through his campaign funds, and that his top aide, Larry Schwartz, who is accused of ordering the Moreland Act commissioners to rescind subpoenas sent to Cuomo donors, will be speaking to federal investigators soon. Newspapers have printed scathing editorials and unflattering analysis pieces on a daily basis. Governor Cuomo has said nothing to counteract the negative news stories. That's since his office received a letter from prosecutors saying the governor's initial attempts to explain himself could lead to charges of witness tampering or obstruction of justice. The governor's opponent in the Democratic primary, Zephyr Teachout, characterizes it this way.
This is pretty remarkable. When your governor starts taking the fifth.
Moreland Commission co-chair and Syracuse area DA William Fitzpatrick issued a statement on July 28th. He said there was no interference and that Cuomo's aides merely offered advice. Cuomo cited the statement as proof that there were no attempts by his administration to meddle. But U.S. Attorney Barrara, in a letter to the governor, warned Cuomo that the appearance of the Fitzpatrick statement, along with a cluster of statements from other commissioners insisting that they were independent, could be construed as witness tampering. After the letter was sent, Cuomo said he would no longer be able to comment on the Moreland controversy, citing the ongoing federal probe. The governor's Democratic primary opponent, Teachout, says Cuomo should not be using the investigation as an excuse not to more fully explain what happened.
It's saying, I am not going to talk to you, people of New York, about this major scandal because I'm going to be protecting myself? I mean, a governor should know the difference between explanation and witness tampering.
Cuomo's Republican challenger, Rob Astorino, has relentlessly pursued the topic.
A special prosecutor needs to be put in place here to determine what, if any, state laws were broken in this.
Astorino has also produced a series of videos. His latest strings together a series of negative television news reports.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is serving notice tonight on Governor Cuomo
for possible obstruction of justice and evidence tampering.
Astorino's online ads are seen by just a few hundred viewers, and so far, Astorino and Teachout are far from household names among New York voters. Cuomo, drawing from a $35 million campaign war chest, has bought a significant amount of airtime on news and sports programs. He's running spots painting a negative picture of his GOP opponent, including this one that criticizes Astorino for allegedly putting relatives on the public payroll, saying it's Christmas in July.
It's petty, corrupt politics, and the taxpayers get the bill.
A key measure of how deeply the governor is affected by all of the negative news comes over the next few days. Several polling outlets are expected to release surveys that will show whether Cuomo retains his relatively high favorability ratings and large double-digit leads in the polls, or if those numbers have dropped. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.